Today's episode is brought to you by Automattic, InMotion Hosting, and OmniSend, three companies that genuinely back the people building on the web. Hey, Bob here, and we are here with another Open Tab series. So what that essentially means is I bring somebody on and we talk about something. Pretty generic, but what's interesting is, well, first, let me introduce who I have today. I have one of our hosts, Anne Bovalet, and you've heard her on the different podcasts and stuff, but this time she's going to play, well, co-host guest, we'll call it slash that. How you doing, Anne?
Hi, Bob. Thank you. Yeah, well, I mean, play is what we do today, right? I really, really appreciate the idea of this series.
Yeah, cool. And so basically, I know Anne well enough that she not only has Open Tabs in her, or I should say on her computer in her browser, she has Open Tabs in her brain. She probably dreams about Open Tabs. If she could have Open Tabs physically following her around, you would see this trail of Open Tabs following Anne here and there. So basically is how I think Anne has more than enough Open Tabs. So why don't you tell us what your Open Tab is today?
Oh, my Open Tab today is that I think what's happening with all these AI companies, that they are like the new drug dealers. That's, I know it's a hot statement, but what I mean by that is that I see people screaming on social media, especially on X, I'm a lot on X. And then they're complaining about the new models and, oh, when a new model comes out, the old models get bad or whatever. But I wonder if people understand how deep they are inside of that bubble. I recently spoke to someone who said, I've been using AI and dictation so much that I have trouble typing. And that shocks me a lot. And another thing is, one of the things I live by is, don't build your house on someone else's land. This is keeping my mind busy a lot. I mean, hey, I love tinkering around. I don't have 10 tabs open. I have 30 tabs open. And I mean, most of the time, I don't even know where the music is coming from. And the best is when you have working browsers and you forgot that you opened a new window. So then you really don't know where the music is.
Yeah, I've often, on some of my apps, I'll see myself logged in and then I'll see myself logged in again, my two little pictures. It's like, oh, I must have opened this somewhere.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, people who follow me, they know I've got ADHD on steroids. So playing around with AI is like swimming in dopamine. And I see others do the same thing. And at the same time, I'm like, folks, remember, this is how drug dealers work as well. First, they get you hooked, and then you have to start paying. And I just wish people would educate the people outside of this bubble, because I also believe the bubble that we are in with this AI stuff is very small. And I wish they would teach parents and children to see AI for what it is, for LLMs, for what they are. I mean, people call it AIs. It's just LLMs, large language models. And it just, this is what's on my mind all the time. I'm like, why are you using a bazooka to try and catch a mosquito? I mean, it's wonderful that we could use LLMs, but build it on your own land. You know what? I mean, if I didn't have to buy another car a few weeks ago, I probably would have gotten myself a Mac Studio M5, whatever, just to be able to run my own local LLMs, because the ones that you can run locally are really good. And people don't think about that too much unless they are really geeky like me.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? I mean, Bob, I know you are also dipping your toes into AI to support you in your practical work, but how do you see that?
You know, I agree. First of all, I agree with people talking about it and just obsessed over it. And it's sometimes I open up like specifically X and it's like, that's it. That's all I see. It's, you know, comments about some new model coming out and I love it, I don't love it, and just on and on and on and on. Then they're waiting for the next one for they can, you know, either love it or not love it. So that part, I totally get it. The one interesting thing you said was somebody that said, I don't, you know how to type anymore, or it's harder for me. And I've thought about a lot of the things, you know, that way. And there's a lot of stuff that even I do in production, different things that I think, okay, you know, this could be done this way, but I'm still going to do it the way I have done it. And the writing, the typing, I thought of that a lot. Even with audio dictation, I use it sparingly because I still like that function of typing. I know that sounds weird, but I want to keep that. I want to keep that skill. I don't want to lose it. I don't want to lose certain skills that AI could replace. So it's like, it's like, okay, it can do everything for me. Because I use it in a lot of my automation on the podcasts here. But that is a lot of repurposing and just, you know, things that I just don't have to do anymore. But, you know, it's still, yeah, I think that people are just jumping on it. And like you said, the people outside this bubble, that's always the thing is we seem to always ignore that no matter what that little bubble is. We never think to share in a intellectual way what this really means rather than just always shouting to each other. And if somebody happened to start following outside the bubble would think, oh, and they would just kind of glom onto this insanity that you're talking about. So
yeah.
There's a lot of stuff going on, and I just had a chat with Cammie, one of our other hosts, and she was talking about training, you know, really training her clients on AI and what, you know, it's like that is a new thing, and she feels it's very important because you just don't want them to go crazy. Yeah, I'm totally with you on that, and it's like social media in a way that you said as a drug dealer, you know, people get into it and do it more and more and they get hooked. And, you know, people are even talking about they cannot sleep at night because they have so many things running through their
hair. Brains are boiling.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had my brain boiling simply because I know it sounds a bit arrogant, but my IQ is pretty high. And that's a problem. That's a problem because I suck at simple stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But when it gets really contextually complex, I'm in dopamine heaven.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people who are like me, who are much, much smarter than I am. One of them is doing things. He's given himself a new title, which he deserves. He calls himself a context engineer. And it's, I love how he does that. But I think if you are like me, if you have ADHD and you depend on dopamine floods in your brain, this is where you get in trouble when you can't stop, because you keep seeing context, and you finally have this tool that connects all these dots that you've been seeing. There's nothing more frustrating than trying to tell someone who doesn't see what you see to dumb things down to make it understandable. And to do that is an incredible talent. Very few people are able to do that.
I agree.
And this is also a great thing that you could use AI for and say, listen, this is why I love to dictate, to talk to AI and say, listen, my brain is scrambling. I'm thinking about this and this and this and this, and I'm convinced there's a connection between that and that and that. And I know, and then something comes from the back on the left, and it comes from the bottom, and it comes from the top. And this is how I see it, and this is what I see coming. And then I'm going to ask it to roast me as hard as it can. So it's the first thing I do with any any new thing I get with LLMs, you know, I'm going to say, okay, stop sleazing.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I'm digressing. It's another thing. But the thing is, if you keep seeing that and then you want that product that you're trying to build or that service or that idea, you want it to finish, you want to see it finished. And then you keep grabbing online and you keep grabbing things and seeing, oh, wait a second. I mean, this is actually what happened to me when I was preparing my talk about the influence of accessibility on SEO.
Mm-hmm.
And I went down the rabbit hole. That was insane. I didn't sleep because I would want to go to sleep around midnight and think, oh, hold on, wait a minute. Something stinks about this thing. There's some information missing. Oh, I think I've got to go and look here or there or there or there. And this is what happens. And I think this is really dangerous. People are talking about AI psychosis, and it's real. I mean, someone that I really care about went into a real psychosis because of AI and thought he could speak to a deceased loved one.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. And see those? It's just, yeah.
That too. But another thing that I think about is, you know, with that happening, being human is the new gold standard. And I love how I see that counter movement coming from all the big platforms where they're saying, okay, we're putting on AI detection, and some of them are doing that too hard and kicking accounts that never should have been kicked. I think the counter movement is to make being human central. So I notice that when I watch videos, I love videos that are uncut, that are unpolished, that are just getting to the point, like here, boom, this is what I want to say, bye. And all this plastic, fantastic, all these hyper-produced things, I think they're becoming the new banners. You know, banner blindness has been researched since the mid-80s. And then when it got online, it got researched even better. And I think we're now getting blind to AI produced videos, AI voices, AI. I mean, there are certain, you probably noticed that too, right, Bob?
Yeah, right.
You
yeah.
are this voice. It's this very deep one voice that everyone who doesn't think straight is using. It deeply saddens me. You know, I can so understand, like, okay, so you are someone who's never been able to create something cool online with a short or build a website, or who looks up to the design like a mountain. And then there is this tool and that gives you that, and then boom, you have a slick looking website. At least you think it's slick looking website.
Yeah.
But it's an unusable pile of crap. But these people don't know that. And I mean, I can understand that. And for them, my heart also breaks. I'm like, oh my dear, you're putting all your energy into this and people are just going to overlook it because who likes AI generated voodoo?
It's, yeah.
The magic is gone.
Yeah. You know, one of the things you said, and it's kind of rehashing a little bit of what we talked about. One of the things I think about quite a bit is real deep thought research analysis and how now, you know, oh, I can do this so much quicker. And I'm thinking, are people going to start losing that ability to really, I mean, there's times when you struggle and it's like, okay, I'm going to jump on AI because I'm at a point. But before AI, you struggled and you got through that point. Maybe it took you longer. I mean, I think of things that take Albert Einstein. You know, if he would have all the what's in his brain and all the things he did, if he would have done a lot of that through AI, would that have built who he was? I mean, there's that thought process that some people, and not everybody, because a lot of people still thrive on that and they know that's how it's going to happen, and they use AI maybe along the way to help bump things along or just to gather information or, you know, whatever. But to actually have anybody use that ability anymore where it's like they just time and time again say, you know, I'm at a point where I need AI to help me along. It almost becomes an enabler because you no longer are taking the time yourself to think through that whole process. And maybe that whole process gives you a different result at the end because of that reason, rather than having AI just say this, and you go, oh, okay, now this makes sense. Cool. Yeah, I can move ahead with this. So I think about that a lot because there's a lot of people that did amazing stuff without AI. I mean, you know, it's incredible to think about in history. So it's just, it's a very interesting thing. And like you said, that human touch, I mean, a lot of that stuff.
It's like, and before you were speaking about writing, I posted about handwriting, I think 3 weeks ago or something, about how my mother, I didn't write it like that, but I remember my mother almost tore my teacher's head off when she caught me writing with a ballpoint, a rollerball, because there's nothing that wrecks a child's handwriting than a rollerball, since you have no support. It just slips everywhere. And people's handwriting has gotten worse over the year. Like you said, writing by hand, for example, it does something with your brain. And if you stop doing that, or if you never learn, something is missing. It's this flex, you know. It's grounding to write by hand. And I've never, ever in my life wished that I were younger.
Oh, yeah. No, me neither.
But now I did, for the sole reason that now I'm that 55-year-old fart telling people, hey, don't do this. Now I'm like those other old people that I used to think when I was young, oh, you old people, you and your wisdom. But I mean, we see it. And this is also something that worries me. People get to run with stuff LLMs tell them, and they believe it, and they're not questioning things anymore.
That's true.
Also, you know, it irritates me the same way and as it irritates me in a conversation with a human.
Yeah.
Because I don't like to waste my time. When I'm on a roll and I want to go somewhere and get somewhere and I want to do something, I don't need anyone and now anything to hold me up with nonsense. You know, it's like, and I also notice it's so easy to fall into this trap of reiterating. You're losing hours and hours and hours, and it just, you know, so I'm very deep into automating processes with one of my customers where it's related to accessibility, but it's also related to making things easier in general in WordPress. And I just realized that nobody learns up front that LLMs are so big that as soon as you start using the bigger one, it's going to start reasoning. And let's say you it's like a person in front of you, okay? And you say, here's a stick. What do you see? I see a stick. This haiku in Claude, for example. But if you go to the other one, Opus or whatever, let's not even talk about this fable thing here. It's going to say, oh, yeah, that is a straight shape and it could be made of carbohydrate. I don't know what, blah, 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 blah. And maybe it originated from Mars and maybe blah, 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 blah. And then it gives you, I don't know what. And at the end it says, yeah, I see a stick.
Yeah.
And that costs you a lot of money. And this is another thing that worries me. People are absolutely unaware that all of this good and terrible thing at the same time It's being funded by private equity firms. And at some point, these people want to see a return on their investment. And people, please be aware of this. Don't make yourself dependent on what it's doing. It's just, I don't remember if I ever posted that. But I think I was thinking about it. You know that drafts list that you have on Twitter or X?
Yeah.
That is huge. Where I think I said, wanted to say something like, you know what? Learn how to make fire. Learn how to make fire. If you don't know how to make fire and the power grids are going out, and I don't want to be a doomsday thinker. I'm not that. In the Netherlands, for example, where I come from, there are companies who can't get their new buildings attached to electricity because the grid can't take it anymore. And this is not an exception. You know, it's like people are all under sedation thinking everything will just go on as it is. But these are the tabs that are open in my brain a lot.
In Motion has been in the game for over 25 years and they've earned their reputation. Fast MVME powered hosting, 99.99% uptime, and when something goes wrong, you get a real human on the line, not a bot. They cover everything from shared hosting all the way up to dedicated servers, and their team will migrate your site for free. Over 170,000 professionals and agencies trust them, and we're proud to count them as a partner supporting what we do here. Check out your options at inmotionhosting.com. Automattic has been back in the open web since 2005. They're the company behind WordPress.com, WooCommerce, Jetpack, and other open source tools that power millions of websites. Automattic's co-founder helped create WordPress itself, and the team continues to build platforms that give creators, businesses, and developers real ownership and control. We're grateful to have a sponsor that supports the same open web principles we care about. Learn more at automattic.com. OmniSend dropped their SMS pricing to 0.7 cents per message. Not a gimmick, they did it because when their customers win, they win. And if you're ready to switch, their migration team moves your automations, templates, and contacts in 5 days free. You could be up and running and saving up to 35% by next week. We're glad to have them supporting the show and the community we're building here. Get 30% off your first 3 months at omnisend.com/open channels.
Another tab that's open for me because I see it around me in companies that are contracting me, startups and people in their 30s. And instead of using AI to work more efficient so they can breathe and relax, they're going into this rat race of overproductivity.
Oh, yeah, that's it. You know, just because you have that time now you need to fill it with something else.
Yeah, and that's an incredible risk because especially, you know, on one hand, you have the competition and your products and your services, and of course, you want to keep up with the rest. You can't slack on that because the others do that. And on the other hand, the people you are working with are burning out like tinders. It's. And normally I'm all about coming from yes and joy and happiness, and there's a lot of happiness. I mean, that working with all these new technologies brings us. But still.
yeah, that's it. Yeah, and that's how I've always, I mean, you know, people say, and it is also, you know, however you transition through life and get older and stuff is, so much a frame of mind. You know, if you start listening to everything, you know, if some people, I think, start listening to people on what you are when you become this age, and this is what you are when you become this age. And I'm at, you know, I'm interested in all this stuff. I like to hear things that maybe I don't always want to use any of it. I don't maybe agree with it and stuff. And this is going back to human interaction again, is to have a continued interaction with people of from everywhere, you know, all races, but also all ages, to actually talk to different people. When I was very small, like, I don't know, early, like 6-7 years old and stuff, neighborhood we had, there was these two, and I call them older women because back then, you know, anybody seemed older, but they were actually grandmas to somebody. So they were, you know, but I would go sit on their steps and talk with them sometime for an hour or two, just sit on there, and we'd talk about stuff, and they'd bring out treats or something and give me cookies or whatever. But it didn't even occur to me that that was unusual, because it was just something that was.
Oh, yeah. Kind of I know. I did the same thing. And I, too, didn't know. It was unusual. It's like.
Yeah. And you actually experience talking to not your grandma or your mom. You're talking to somebody that age, and you're starting to understand how they think, what they're going through, and especially their experiences and stuff. So having that, something that hopefully we don't lose too. And that's even before AI, or not just AI, that's social media. You know, how can you really talk to anybody and really get a grasp on, you know, the different generational stuff, unless it comes across in a tweet and you just criticize it, or you agree with it or something, or make fun of it. But
yeah, absolutely. That's my hope. When I hear young people who say, ooh, we don't like this, we don't want this LLM stuff, this AI stuff, it actually makes me happy. But I too wish that they would connect to older people, like something that they're doing in the Netherlands. I don't know if they do it in Germany, but I've seen it done in the Netherlands. Is where they, in the Netherlands, they have a big problem with housing. It's incredible. And now they are actually mixing big apartment buildings where they put very old people with students, because student housing is a problem. And these people get together and they help each other, you know. And this, I think this concept of, it's, I mean, why would I call it a concept? It's like, it's just being human.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
When I walk down the street, I live next to this beautiful park. It's so insanely. If you're ever here, you got to come and see it. I'll show it to you. And that thing is for me is a place of joy. Old people, young people. There's a kindergarten there. There is a big thing with the birds. I wake up to the sound of crazy birds everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, that's a nice sound.
Yeah, and then. Then when I'm walking around there, I see older people sometimes walking there alone. And if I see someone walking around alone 3 or 4 times in a row, I love going up to someone like that, say hi, and hey, I see you here for the 4th time. Are you in my neighborhood as well? Because sometimes people are afraid, you know. But for people just to talk to each other. Everybody is in this bragging mode. Look at me. And I used to say it was testosterone mode, but girls are doing it too. And just being human. This is another counter movement that I love happening on X, and also on LinkedIn. I see it. People are being more open, more vulnerable about, hey, I run into this issue as an entrepreneur or as a person or whatever. Because I think all this polished up stuff that everybody is putting out there is so strong that this is a great counter movement. I believe in that balance.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. There's a lot of things people need to iron out and learn. And I've never seen a more me generation, you know, in
the
my
me
life.
Me generation, that's a great expression.
Yeah, it's like, it's all about me. Everything is, you know, so much stuff is about the, you know, I mean, selfies galore is about I need to be in it or it's me.
Selfies,
I'm
yeah.
here, there, I'm here doing
I
this.
Just, it was so funny. I was at World Cup Europe and I brought this stick that I can also use to record interviews with and stuff, you know, for open channels. It's a pretty big professional thing. And then I was at work of Europe, and then some of the kids around there were like, "You and your boomer stick."
Oh, yeah. Yeah, boomer. Yeah. Yeah.
And me and my boomer stick. You don't even know what a boomer is, man.
Yeah, I know. I don't think any of us really know. It's just
me and my boomer
somebody
stick.
You just kind of think is doing something that's outdated.
But the, yeah,
or
the
something.
Selfies, the selfies thing, it's, oh, man, it's one of the most saddening things about that. I saw that in Munich. Munich is one of the most expensive cities in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's beautiful, it's old, it is, but it's also very chic. And then I was walking down the streets with a friend, and we were about to go and eat. And then there was this very chic clothing store that had a light show, like video panels in their show windows.
Mm-hmm.
And that had all kinds of interesting stuff like falling water and jungle and whatever. And there was this one lonely young woman who put this really tall selfie stick. And she was posing in front of that window. Before she posed, it just was, it flew by me in just a minute. But before she posed, her face was sad and tired. And she got in front of that camera and she was, oh,
yeah, that's it.
And I took a while mentally to land back into the conversation with my friend because that, I thought that was heartbreaking. And like,
yeah, it is.
You know, you're good enough as you are. Oh man, come on.
And yeah.
Maybe it's because I had to fight to feel that way so long because I come from a different kind of family, from a different kind of world. We were pariahs anyway. But, and then I'm like, oh girl, come on.
It's interesting because Nathan and I, by the time this podcast will be out, the one with Nathan I had on the shit show. We talked about fame and being famous. And we did touch a little bit on, and I've seen this, you know, for God, 15 years or so, or maybe 20 years, the persona of people online versus their, how they are in real life. And it is just, and I'm not going to repeat everything I said in that, but it is. It's like people have a certain personality that they come across online. Then you can meet them in person. It's like, whoa, you know, you're loud, obnoxious, but you're the most quiet person in the world when I sit here and talk to you. So there is that public face we put on, or some people put on. I shouldn't say we all do it, but some people put on just because being online and being, you know, famous or being an influencer or whatever, you know, you got to put on the, you got to put on,
fighting for
put
attention.
On a little bit of a show. Yeah. So,
yeah, this is fighting for attention. This is,
yeah. So yeah, lots of stuff that we could probably talk about forever, all these open tabs, but yeah, we can do this again sometime. But yeah, this is a kind of a repeating thing we talk about, especially on these more kind of open conversations.
Right?
And they're in their space in other conversations, but around AI. And I think it's just, you know, it's not overbeating it or whatever. It's a matter of just exploring it and really talking it through. And, you know, hopefully when people listen to these things, they kind of get, you know, something will kind of just, you know, click in their head and think, oh, you know, I need to think about that a little bit more. Or, you know, it's maybe I should reconsider how I'm doing something or
Yeah.
Or I learned something that, wow, this would really change things for me. And maybe that's a direction. But just being educated of not only what other people are thinking about, but I think that's a big thing.
Yeah, and question it. Don't be afraid to question, because I posted, for example, a few days ago, like, oh, I discovered that I was trying to shoot a mosquito with a bazooka by using a way too large model for something really simple. And then in a call with one of my friends, he saw that and he was like, aren't you afraid that you look stupid when you talk about that stuff? I mean, you're basically admitting that you didn't know how it worked before. Why didn't you know that it worked that way? And I was just so taken aback by that response. I'm like, what kind of reasoning is that? What's going on with you? Are you okay?
Yeah.
You know? I'm glad that more and more people are also telling what they're doing in public.
Yeah.
And still, but I think it should be more normalized.
It should be. And it's kind of that whole transparency thing. I think transparency, of course, goes too far. And in a lot of cases, it's like way too much. I did not need to know that much. Especially
the TMI, the absolute oversharing. Yeah.
It's also, I think where people that suddenly realize, oh, I need to be more transparent, that's where they go. They go into the extreme of it. Where some people, transparency, or I just say being honest with people, I like that term better, is a natural thing for a lot of people. It's just that's how you are wired. I mean, I don't have any problem saying, you know, whatever I need to say. But
neither,
there are private things and there are personal things I do that I just, there are things that are going on, but I don't think everybody needs to know. I don't need to add to their pile.
No, exactly.
Everybody has a lot of stuff going on. We don't need to all, you know. Yeah, it's just so. Anyway, it's a interesting world. You know, it's I think there's a lot of things we'll keep talking.
Yeah, and being human centered is something people should really stay focused on, in my opinion. There's like one of my friends, Manuela van Pruyen, she's from the Netherlands. She has a workshop called the Wi-Fi-less workshop. She started that last year, and people are doing a run on that. You know, she's going in the woods. She's got this machine that she puts on a tree, and then you hear the sound the tree makes. I mean, hello.
Yeah.
Probably people are listening to this and like, trees don't make sounds, do they? You know, it's like, yeah, they do. Stuff like that, you know, get into nature. I mean, I don't know. It just pops into my mind. I just opened a new tab in my browser. I'm going to admit it. That already has this question sitting. Describe this for AI, just to mess with it. Describe the smell of a wood in the morning at 6 when it has just been raining in autumn. Now, I wonder what that thing is going to say. This is obviously the stupidest question you could ever ask an LLM, because this is a human. But I'm going to do that because I want to set an example with that. I'm very curious what's coming out.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we'll go ahead and call it a day. But it reminds me, I can't remember what movie, and it seems like such a, but I can almost hear this person saying it. And it was simply just be human. He's telling this person, just be human.
Yeah.
And that's really, that's kind of sums it up. It's complicated, but it sums it up in a way too. So anyway, always fun talking with you, Anne.
Oh yeah.
You know, we don't get to do this a lot, but we'll do it every once in a while. We'll have a conversation. I just feel like hey, you know, and for those more that listened,
happy to,
you know,
yeah.
Hopefully you learned something, discovered something, questioned something, say, oh, those two old geezers, I'm not listening to them again. Whatever you decide, you know, move on, but just be human, I guess, is the thing. So anyway,
yeah,
this was a joy. So, yeah, take care, and we'll do this again soon.
You too, Bob. See you soon.
A big thank you to our sponsors, Automatic, InMotion Hosting, and OmniSend. Three companies putting their support behind the open web and the people building on it. Until the next time, take care.